The embattled internal performance auditor for Hillsborough County, Jim Barnes, today retained his job for the time being, but only after receiving blistering criticism from some members of the county commission. Already under siege for a variety of reasons, Barnes further alienated some board members recently when it was discovered that he was on a taxpayer-funded education course in Las Vegas. After being questioned by Commissioner Mark Sharp that his audits on the county's affordable housing program were considered suspect, Barnes reacted testily.
Were you able to operate independently? Were you able to?
I was never influenced. I've never, since I've taken this job, been influenced by any outside sources to change the findings in an audit report. Even when I've done information requests from you all, it's all been above board. Nothing. I've not done any witch hunts. I don't do witch hunts. It's against the standards to even suggest that I would do that.
Talk of a lack of production in the internal performance auditor's office has grown loud in recent weeks, much louder than Commissioner Jim Norman said should be the case.
That job right there should be almost invisible. It should never even be talked about. It should just be out there improving efficiencies, hiring outside people, streamlining government, not writing letters, doing this, you know, getting conflicts going on, having meetings at private facilities, bringing in who you want to, reinventing government.
Much of the discussion between Barnes and other commissioners is about what the board actually wants out of the internal performance auditing position. A beleaguered Barnes said at one point that he'd do whatever the board wanted him to do.
I will do this office and perform the audits or perform oversight or perform whatever it is you want me to do if you'll define that role for me. If it's just me and one other auditor and if that's how you want to run it, that's what we'll do for you. You know, but that needs to be defined.
But one of his harshest critics, Commissioner Rose Verlita, wasn't impressed by the urgency in Barnes's voice.
Mr. Barnes, I'm glad that you quickly brought your concerns to us about what your job description was 2 years later. It almost sounded like a campaign speech.
Verlita said that if she had her way, she would get rid of Barnes' office, originally approved by voters as a charter amendment in 2002, but plagued since then by controversies under previous directors and Barnes as well. Commissioner Verlita was particularly irked about a budget process meeting called for by a senior auditor, Ken Gentile, at a conference room within the Sky Point condominium in downtown Tampa with just a day's public notice.
The fact is that you approved some meeting over there that seemed very clandestine to the people who were not invited. Doesn't look good. Doesn't encourage transparency. So, and I really couldn't even get a defined answer from him if it was his idea or your idea and then it went away. I don't know. This whole thing has gotten out of hand. Absolutely out of hand.
Verlita then proposed a motion to ask the clerk of the circuit court, led by Pat Frank, if that office could pick up performance audits. But fellow commissioners then altered that to ask the clerk's office how Barnes' office should actually function. Commissioner Kevin Beckner said he did not have any negative comments to give about Barnes, but said it was important to define what the job was supposed to do.
I know there's been some turf wars about within different departments, and I don't think Mr. Barnes's job is to tell somebody how to do their job, but I think his job is to give us board the feedback of potentially how that department could do a better job, achieve economy of scales.
Commissioner Al Higginbotham suggested his own thoughts on what the job should be.
You know, I would lean more towards having more of a budget analyst weight in here, that we get that independent input for this commission who is responsible for the bottom line, and that's to the voters and the taxpayers. Continue with audits, but I don't know that in the ordinance, if it says how much time, since the charter does address budget analysts and it does address independent audits, if we do both, but maybe we should clearly define, you know, what your role should be there.